I've just realised I don't know which camera address is. They're all right there in front of me. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Stretford Paddock and House and Brew. I hope you've got a cup of tea on. I hope you've got a biscuit on. Joe's with me today.
Early doors. This is the night with the nicest brews I've had in a long time, by the way.
Really?
Incredible from the Stretford Paddock staff.
A mix.
It's beautiful. Just the right amount of sugar.
Is it all right?
I had one. How many did you have?
I'm a two-man at the moment.
I'm a one.
Mrs. keeps jibbing me and making me brews with one in. And not saying anything.
Not saying a thing, no.
Dick.
Mine's a wonner, and that is a lovely wonner. So cheers, everyone at home.
Do you know what I did have today?
What?
For the first time in my life, I had a green tea.
Oh, was it nice?
It tastes like hot flavoured water.
Did you put any
like
sugar in it?
No. Like a Volvic. I think that's the whole point of having a green
tea. Yeah, I had green tea with sugar in it, because you might as well fucking hell make it taste a bit nice.
Oh, yeah, I think that's totally missing the point. I've just noticed, in the background, you can see... Has Steve got an eye of his vest down there? No, he hasn't. It's my Hulk towel.
Why have you got a Hulk towel?
Because there was only a fiver in the Disney store.
Oh, yeah, that's
what
good.
What are you going to do, not buy a Hulk towel?
I'd have that for a fiver. Oh, bloody hell. You come out of the shower in that?
Am I?
Wow. What are you in the Disney shop for? Oh, you've got a... Yeah.
Eight-month-old dog.
And you love Disney as well. Steve loves Disney.
Loves Elsa. Is it Elsa?
I don't know. What else you got? A chef's... Chef's pants as well.
That's a wash bag for the.
In case you do some cooking. Yeah, so. For your cooking.
Hi, everybody. Is everyone all right? This feels like a bit of a different mood to previous brews that we've had.
In a happy way?
Yeah,
or...
in a happy way. United win, City lose, and everyone laughs like fuck at Arsenal.
Yeah, because Arsenal's shocking again.
Not only shocking, like I saw a stat from the Ollie Saylor, I think he's called. Can you check that main camera is in, the one that's on me, is in focus? It looks a little bit on the soft side. The close-up on
Don't just point, Cam. Cam, we watch Top Boy in about, what, a day?
Yeah.
Oh, Cam needs a fucking life. Well, you're doing yourself.
He's dead tired today. One, he's had to do with it because Callum's not here from a bully.
Yeah.
And two, he was up till 2 a.m.
Well, I saw one of his Snapchat stories says, can't wait for this to start. I must have had a poo. Came back, it's got my other Snapchat story. He went, that was amazing. Are you done? How many episodes was it? 10. You fool, you've got no life.
I don't know what you're looking through there. You could clearly look through that and see it on the telly. It'd be all kinds of different. Anyway, what was I talking about?
Just how it's nice that we're starting this with a
Arsenal
on our face.
No matter what condition you're in, Arsenal can always be laughed at.
Yeah, they were shocking on the weekend.
The stat that I've seen. So from a guy called Ollie Saylor, who's like an Opta stat fella. Good fella he is and all. I mean, I've never met him, so he might be a bellend. He seems like a good fella from the interactions I've had with him on the old Twitter machine. And he banged a stat out before and someone had asked him, how many shots did that Derby team? Apparently my mic's not on as well. Cheers for that one. I'm just telling you what the people are telling me, Cameron.
Yeah, listen, Cam, just whenever you guys say in the comments something's wrong, he answers back.
Yep, the same. Mine's a bit down compared to old Joe's there. So there you go.
That's just projection. Radio DJ. Dead good at it.
Joe's in a radio. That's where he gets really up and close and makes love to the microphone. So what Ollie had said is,
his mic in the morning and goes, "Good morning, everyone."
Is he part of Operation U-Tree? Anyway, so I'll get this stat out in a minute. I know you're all sitting there going, what is this stat, Steve? Well, I'll tell you the stat. Do you know that Derby team that were dog shit in about 2008?
I remember it very well.
How many shots do you reckon they conceded in their first 5 games of the season?
Oh, man, that's a good one. Were they shocking straight from the off, that Derby team, or were they just... No, they were shocking straight from the off. I don't know. Put me on misery.
82? Bad, that, innit? But not as bad as Arsenal the first 5 games of this season. No, 96.
96.
In 5 games.
But what's got... I'm sorry for any Arsenal fans who are watching, but it's just... you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel there for them. Nothing's going to drastically change in the next couple of weeks unless they get their act together, unless there's some sort of tactic or unless...
What footwit when I know what we need. I know what will solve all of our defensive problems. David Luiz.
Well, yeah, and it was such a weird move as well, and it all happened so
Everyone's
quick.
Like,
what did happen there with David Luiz? Like, why is he at Arsenal? And he's not been better for them, and he's not made them improve anything. Like you just said, he's gone downhill. So, yeah, kind of feel sorry for Arsenal fans in a way, because it makes our season... I mean, it's not the greatest start. We did get 3 points on the weekend, but it sort of makes it a bit better, because we're not that shit. but was semi shit. Do you know what I mean?
Like a wet fart.
Like a wet fart, semi shit.
Where you're like, might go shouldn't wipe
have,
that.
Shouldn't have done that.
But it wasn't a poo. Yeah, I could go with that, yeah, to be honest. Because I looked at that team, and I've said this phrase a few times this weekend, which was, I didn't know how we were going to win that game.
No. And especially when the starting 11, I read the starting 11, I was like, wow, this is actually made me a bit angry. Like, I was like, why we... Starting 11 just didn't look positive. It looked like... I mean, the Matic situation for me is that he's done for United, but obviously there's injury
right.
problems.
That was all right.
Yeah, and he stepped up to the mark, he did well. And there was a lot of players who obviously put a shift in. Daniel James still being bright on the pitch, but it was more the threat Leicester had on us. I thought that we would score, but would they score more? But they just maybe were they
clean sheet? I don't know what happened that made us solid at the back. Now, if we can end up being solid at the back and whatever going forward, maybe we've got half a shot because we are having more shots than we did under Jose. So whatever Ollie's doing, if he can make us as solid as we at times were under Jose, because last year, forget about last year. But if we can actually score some goals as well, then we might be having a bit of a party. Now, was you on a watch along at weekend? Was you on a watch along at weekend?
No, I was doing the Wing Festival.
Seems like the way I was segueing it.
I wouldn't have been here if Trevor Paddock doing the watch.
Just batted that over to you there and you just looked at it.
So I had to obviously sit down and watch the game a lot after the Wing Festival I was doing.
Wing
does anyone
Festival.
Like chicken wings? Put it in the comments if you love chicken wings. I had more chicken wings this weekend than I want to talk about, but I loved every minute of it. It was the best day of my life. I also...
It's about five times you've said that to me. And in fact, do you know what? When he texted me and said, I can't do the watch along, but it's my dream job. And I'm like... Is that
it really was my dream job.
To host
a chicken wing festival.
A chicken wing festival.
If you said to me, what is your dream job? It would have been hosting a chicken wing festival and getting free chicken wings at said chicken wing festival. And I did just that. And I absolutely...
What, are you retiring
over
now?
The moon. Nah, I'm going to do it next year. I'm going to do it next year, mate. Can't wait. Should all come next year. The Sunday wasn't a sellout. The Saturday was. 2,000 people on the Saturday. We had 1,500 on the Sunday.
Now, you also told me about a special kind of chicken wing, which I've never heard of, I'm going to be honest. And so, I know my chicken wings.
There's a north-east sort of recipe. Now, anyone from the north-east might be able to help us out. It's called Parmo.
I've heard of it.
It's like...
I wouldn't know what it is, though.
It's like grilled chicken with, like... I think they put a nice little coating on it, right? And then they put some cheese on top. There was a Parma wing. So this guy did a wing version where it was the same sort of like coating as what you get a normal chicken Parma, and then he grilled some bloody cheese on top and it was fucking phenomenal. I would have won that one. There was an award ceremony, didn't win, came third. I was unlucky. I had to read out the award. There was booze when I read out who won.
Really?
Controversy. But well done to everyone who took part.
Who won?
Taking part.
How good was one that won then?
The one that won was great. Oh. Wingman, they called. They got to the restaurant in London. Came all the way up to show us boys how it's done.
All right.
Did it, to be fair. They had this, like, I mean, when you saw how they put the wing together, I mean, I might be going on too much. I know David De Gea might have signed a new contract for United, but I was doing a wing festival on the weekend. The way he put it together, the wing, it wasn't just about getting the wing out of the sauce. Fucking hell. There was seasoning. There was a bit more sesame seeds. There's some celery, there's a bit of blue cheese sauce that he puts over it, and then to finish it off, he whips out this spray. He sprays the wing. I don't know what was in the spray.
Crack.
It was grit. Fuck me. No. Yeah. It was.
What happened?
It was.
Boris,
yeah. Wow. No wonder the queue was so big. Everyone itching like that. But it was green.
More
and
like
it was
chicken.
Lovely. But yeah, I had a wonderful weekend. Obviously, United 3 points. So we're in good moods.
I'm glad you said.
This brew as well, I'm honestly stunned by it. The best brews I've had in a while.
I'm glad you said blue cheese with wings.
Why?
Because it's fucking blue cheese with wings is what
it's supposed to have. It's delicious.
Blue cheese with wings is what it's all about. Astro Ideas.
Need a wing day. Paddock, don't we, boys? Cameron's in on it. Paddock needs a wing day. Are you in for it?
The fuck sort of question is that?
Yes. Chicken wing.
Please, can we have a no contact Stretford Paddock? Can we start that with it, please?
Yeah. Let's do that. How was your weekend?
It was all right.
Good win.
Anthony in the comments says, Jesus Christ, Joe, you wanked more over these wings than you did that tram race that you lost.
No, who said that? Which one of you fuckers in there? Hey, Cam, is that you?
No, yeah. I think it's Anthony Jarvis Ellis, whoever that is.
Oh, Anthony Jarvis Ellis. Hey, don't be so mean. I came that close, didn't I? Do you remember that? Have you seen the Charm Race?
Have I seen it?
I just got beat by that much.
But I got a question, the picking of the route.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple of bits that which I would consider long runs for a tram, where that can build up a head of steam.
The route was designed by a betting company who you could actually place money on the race. So we had to go via that route. Now, if we may be doing it again, let's say for charity in 3 weeks' time, I'm going to fucking go the shortcut way and I'm going to shoot that tram who's boss. 3 weeks' time.
I also reckon...
Shot-chi.
If you didn't love chicken wings as much as you did, you might have beat that tram.
As you say, yeah, the whole running scenario of training that's been going on, it's been put back a bit. I said drinks as well, didn't I? So I had some lovely drinks.
I'm going to be honest, I don't think you got out of second gear in the last one.
What do you mean? I fucking nearly bust all gears.
Okay, maybe needing a new gearbox. Died.
Why don't you run with me?
Because fuck you. I don't even run a bath.
You can't really run with me? With that weird thing that's coming out of my stomach?
I might... I might do it on a bike. Can I do it on a bike?
You can do it on a bike.
I'll do it on a bike.
Yeah.
I'm not running, am I?
Sure, Cameron.
What am I, Kenyan? I think the betting company had money on a tram. Mm.
Yeah, they did. I think the betting company made a loss because everyone had money on the tram. I've been in touch since.
All right, thanks for joining us.
What's on today's agenda?
We haven't got anything on the agenda. Yep. We can laugh at Arsenal. I mean, what was it Guendouzi that went off? Yeah, it was Guendouzi, yeah. Going off, getting shit off Watford fans and biting back.
Oh.
And then biting back 2-1 and then lose... 31 goals, shots on goal that Watford had.
I know, Watford.
Not prime Real Madrid, Watford.
You have that sort of manager rebounce, and we've obviously been victims to it when we obviously lost Jose Mourinho last year and this incredible run. It could be that they had this manager rebounce, they're ready for the next challenge. The players, they've got to sort of prove themselves and just say, listen, the manager might be holding us back. And they did. It went to Arsenal. It was 2-0 at the end. And that might have been what you were witnessing there a bit. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, I'm not saying Watford are an amazing team, but they were just ready for that game and Arsenal weren't.
Didn't Tom Cleverley play in that game? Let me have a look.
Cleverley, yeah. He scored.
There you go. So he did.
Wow. Rapid knowledge from
absolutely
the guys here in the studio.
Rinsed off there. So let's see how many shots Cleverley had. Because I think that's going to be funny. No matter how many it is, it's funny. So let me just have a quick look.
I'm just having a look at some of the comments. A lot of people excited about David De Gea. Housing. What? Oh, well, I'm not going to read that one. Right.
Cleverley had 7 shots. What the fuck's... Cleverley wouldn't have 7 shots against Stretford Paddock.
Well, oh yeah, that team that I didn't get invited down to. That was a sore...
We had a no fat lads policy.
That was a sore subject. Well, I didn't get the text. That was a sore subject. Stretford Paddock and a 5-a-side team. I had to see it on Instagram. Upsetting. Hurt. Baffled. Because, I mean, you know how good I am. I mean, how was it? Did you win? I would have watched the vlog, but I thought, fuck yous.
We got beat in the semi-final again for the second year running.
Yeah.
Who's a team that just loses in semis? Who? Fucking hell, we Spurs.
Spurs, yeah. Well, then next time you might think about me coming down being the saviour.
What, so we can go out in the quarters?
That's rude.
How tall are you?
I woke up from a nap 10 minutes ago. I feel like it's a dream that I'm so currently sat here in the studio talking about wings and football. But I'm here. I'm here and I'm loving life, Steve.
Yeah, we had a load of tramps wearing City kit from 15 years ago, which is mad because it actually predates the club.
What? What are you talking about now?
Talking about the 5-a-side.
Oh, right.
Some of it was still probably proper dirty.
Was it a bit rough?
Yeah.
Rowdy.
We had Betfred, who won it.
Are the people who got to start run the competition? No.
We had sportsmen who were running it, who were well shit. Sorry, lads, but, like, I mean, you were. We beat them 6-1.
Yeah.
Don't know what Jake was doing, getting beat by one, to be honest. Who were having the first one? Oh, we had some just, like, random media company. It was good, it was competitive. Mm. We was really unlucky, went out on pens. We had a 2-0 lead in the semi and fucking blew it and lost on pens.
Oh, never mind, lads. By the way, I love how this wire backs itself loads. It says high quality microphone cable just constantly on it. It's confidence.
But we are going to do more five-a-side content, I think. And maybe even 11-a-side. Maybe even 11-a-side.
You don't want to go 11-a-side.
I mean, I don't want to go. I don't even want to do five-a-side.
Shocking. We had a five-a-side game for against a wonderful team called Follow FC. Go check them out. It's about a group of dads who have lost someone in their lives and they get together and they play football. An ex-expansion of the For Our Lost Loved Ones. It's a really nice team. Go check them out because they're just playing games just so they get together and they play football games.
That's right. We played them in a game.
Has
XS got a team?
Yeah.
How about you fucking bring your radio dickheads down?
Oh, yeah. Well, at least I'd get a game of football that way, wouldn't I? Yeah. Maybe not even get the text. Yeah, let's do it. Name a time and place.
Oh yeah, Cam's got a hat trick, which he's not stopped going on about.
Yeah, he made it.
Which is hilarious, though. Jake got him player of the tournament, no?
Did you?
Yeah.
Well done, Jake. Yeah. Show Cameron how it's done. You got the Cameron got in a fight. Who with?
Oh, everybody.
You yank that thing on your belly.
Yeah, it did fall out, yeah.
Did it fall out? You alright? Sure.
Adam Bamford's saying, can we have Pizza Club on a Thursday and just ignore Europa League? I really, really wanted to. But
yeah,
I am still.
With that? What's the crack?
Well, we changed it to Pizza Club. Yeah. And put it on a Wednesday. No one will ever know. But yeah, that's kind of what we've done with it for now. It's probably going to be back in a couple of weeks. We're just trying to figure out. Ben's had to move around with work and stuff like that big time. He wants to move it to Tuesday now.
Two for Tuesdays at least.
There is that. There is obvious sponsorship potential for it. with some random pizza establishments. Yeah. So there is ways that could be sorted out. But yeah, there's... I don't know what we're going to do. Tuesday's not a good night for me, so we're going to have to see if we can make it Wednesday. Or pizza watch-alongs. I mean, there's but I'm going to the games. Look, even though I fucking hate Europa League, I'm still going. So yeah. I don't know how we do Pizza Club while I'm in the ground. And you can't really do it.
Away games.
Can't really do it 6 till 7, and then fucking away games we could do. But you know, Paddock could be doing a watch along. So
we'll just bring pizza to it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's for your channel, isn't it?
So how do we do it? I don't know is the answer. Did someone just ask me another question?
Could you duel?
Duel?
Could you duel? Broadcast?
What, like, where you, like, walk 10 paces, turn around and then fucking shoot someone? Sorry, that's probably really loud.
No. I was asking you how you're feeling about Thursday night Europa League.
Oh, fucking hate it. It's wanking it. Yeah. Look who we had in the Champions League last year. In Paris, all right, it's a bit of new money in it, but, like, Barcelona, Juventus, we had Juventus. Oh yeah, we did, didn't we? Because we had the Jose doing the old year thing. That feels like so long ago.
Do you know what I miss, Fellaini?
Really?
No, not really. But yeah, at the same time.
So, does anyone? No one wants to really look back at weekend anyway, because it was a boring game.
No, I kind of do. I think people say,
"All right, fuck you then." All right. I was going to suggest.
Was good. Should we move on?
I was going to see if we wanted to have a look at like what sort of side you want to see in Europa. Because I think all of us, universally from United fans, we want to go, fucking Angel Gomez.
Yes.
First on the team sheet. Mason Greenwood playing up front. Axel Tuanzebe starting at the back. And then whatever the fuck you want outside of that. But I feel like he's going to go as full strength as possible because I think the confidence is teetering me and I think it has to be built. So I can almost see the argument he would make to go with a full strength side.
Yeah, and I also think the start to the season he's had, he's looking at the table and he's going, right, he might struggle here to actually get top four. And realistically, that Europa League spot...
Oh, mate, you can't gamble on winning.
But I think he wants all of his eggs in that Champions League basket and he wants to do it anywhere possible.
It's literally like, got to pay me rent on Saturday. Could you bang it all on the Euro millions?
That's true. But if he's got confidence in the players, he could take them to the quarters, to the semis, and then who knows what happens from there. And then there's the Champions League spot for grabs. Jose did it, got lucky that year. It was meant for us as a team to go on that run as well. We had a bit of confidence and it didn't fucking work. So I'm with you, though, 100%. But I'm worried Ollie's going to look at that and think, I'm just going to whack full team out. But with the squad we've got... We knackered. Any injuries you pick up, anything like that, any knocks, just leaves us more fucked for the Premier League. And
bingo.
And then, yeah, basically, I don't think there's many United fans who want a full-strength squad out, but then I do think Ollie wants it.
I think if we lost, it'd be minging. And like, look.
Especially if we lost to a full strength team as well.
Oh, my days. And here's the thing as well, like, I don't think Pogba would take it serious in the slightest.
No.
So is it better to play Dylan Levitt over Pogba and have 110% Dylan Levitt? And your team talk writes itself, doesn't it? You go, lads, Angel, Dylan Levitt, Jimmy Garner, Axel, go steal someone's place.
Yeah.
That, because that's how you get them. There's two ways you get at someone else's place. No one ever goes, I tell you what, you just have a first team spot. Doesn't happen. The way it happens is someone gets injured and you're standing there with your balls in your hand and they're like, yeah, you. Or you steal someone's place.
Exactly.
That's it. So, like, I remember Lee Sharp was the shit. Ryan Giggs, 1991, starts getting games. And I remember Lee Sharp in about 1991, when MUTV used to be a video thing, and they used to do, like, quarterly video reviews. How mad's that? Like a 3-month video. What?
Who's the host?
There was no host. It was just like players to camera. Do you like when they do that off-centered sort of interview thing?
Yeah.
I remember Lee Sharp being interviewed at the Cliff and he was talking about Ryan Giggs and he was like, yeah, yeah, he's good, isn't he? He plays in my position, but he needs to know his place and, you know, this is my left wing and this, that and the other. And fucking 6 months later, he's on his fucking...
out the door.
On the bench, innit? Unlucky
so,
lad.
Who in that team do you think has got, you know, their places up for grabs? Who could shine a light on how good they are and then just go, right, you got a boot?
I don't know if it's the place is up for grabs. I think Angel Gomez could make a real run at becoming a more regular part of the first team because he's barely got... got minutes yet. Has he even come off the bench yet? I don't think he has he? So he could change his perception. Someone like Dylan Levitt could move themselves into being part of the first team group, which your Angel and Mason and Chong clearly are. Jimmy Garner, I think a lot of people would be very excited to see that. And obviously Mason getting a start against a team that he's probably expected to score against rather than, oh, what can this kid do? I'd be very confident Mason bags against Astana. But I also have no fucking idea what level Astana are.
Neither do I. Astana could be absolutely, they could have some wonder kids in there that want their own moment. Let's not say these players aren't going to play Manchester United often, are they? They're not going to have that moment to come
bingo,
to...
Bingo, come at Old Trafford.
Yeah, and you,
game's raised.
You'll be up for it as fuck. You'll be buzzing.
Fully grassed out surface.
Yeah, exactly. Round ball. They'll be fucking buzzing to play against United. So they'll be up for it so, so much. But I think that out of... if we come out and we play well, then that'll worry them a bit. If they somehow end up having 5-10 minutes of the ball early doors, that's when their confidence will build, and that's when you know fuck knows what will happen. Because once their confidence builds, you're in Old Trafford. This is probably the last time you'll ever play at this ground because of the level you are. And I mean, there might be some people that will move up, but they will want it. It could be a weird game.
Did Palace scored an early goal against us, didn't they? I'm sure they did. I didn't just imagine that. They did, didn't they?
Mm.
Palace scored an early goal against us. When a team that's not expected to win comes to Old Trafford and gets an early goal and then just retreats back like, fuck you, break us down.
Yeah.
That is when it becomes very, very, very hard then because that's their game plan already made for them. Mm. And you have to take more and more and more risks. And very often, you're more likely to see that second goal for the opposition than you are that, you know, equaliser for you. And if you end up... If Astana come and do, you know, what... what happened with England the other night? And they conceded in 30 seconds. You know,
England did get back into it. Were you still that worried that, you know, when it came to 5-3, you know, if there's 5-4 on the cards there, anything can happen. Mm. So interesting.
We'll just sit back Ake in the comments. Join. People talking about playing Fatty in that. He's in La Liga. The Premier League's different. I would hope that they consider the Europa League different. But the Premier League's a different level of physicality than it is. Than it is in a lot of places, to be honest. The Premier League just is a different level of physicality. James Garner, Fred and Angel Gomez. That wouldn't be a bad midfield,
James
though.
James Garner, Fred and Angel Gomez. I'd love to see that. Would they be good together in training? Do you think they're working together? Is that, I know we'd love to see these different communications, but we'd love to see it when you're playing a FIFA game, but, you know, that doesn't rely on actually getting together and actually their communication, how they work.
Is Lacazette still with us? Ask somebody.
What does that mean?
With who?
He's not passed away, is he?
he's not dead, is he?
I don't think so. Where's the biscuits, by the way? Houghton's Brew.
I don't know if we've got any biscuits here. Biscuits don't last very long.
A radio feature that you can steal if you want.
Go on.
So it's on air pitch now.
Yeah,
plus
why not?
You a fiver.
Is that £3 for cash?
It's a dunking challenge. We get a biscuit each, right?
Oh, digestive.
Who can stick it in the longest, right? If you stick it in, like I say, you get a point for every second you stick it in, right? If you pull it out, you can't go back in, right? That's you done now. If you keep it in for the longest and it's fallen in, you're disqualified.
Like so it. So it's game like of game of chicken.
Yeah, yeah. It's game of chicken, basically. Right.
So I could just go, boop, boop, pull it out and just wait for you to crumble.
Yeah. We can do different Pardon rounds. We can do different, you know, we can do different biscuits, bourbons,
so digestives. What if you have like a different ranking of biscuit?
Oh.
So if you go with now. a rich tea.
Or a which one?
A which tea. So why Hodgson has. If you went with a rich tea, maybe you get double the points for an Obnob because everybody knows Obnob's got way more capacity in it exactly. for a dunking. I like it.
Exactly. That's coming up next week. The tea's got to be hot as well. Can't go lukewarm. Tea's got to be hot.
I like it.
Tea's got to be hot. Best day ever. Always delicious.
Here's an interesting one. King Eric says, Lampard's already shown better attacking football philosophy.
King Eric's on the wind-up, though, isn't he?
Hang on, is he? Because, like, I mean, is he? The youths look like they're going to be more consistent. Drew to be loaned out. I mean, I think that means due to be... I don't even know what the fucking last bit means. I think the fact that most of these... Look, you're talking about a 17-year-old in Mason Greenwood, not a 21-year-old, 6'5" fucking behemoth that Tammy Abraham is, who's already had two full season-long loans out there. I mean, Tammy Abraham did... I was very excited for Tammy Abraham. I remember telling everyone, get him in your fantasy team because he's going to do points when he went to Swansea. Scored 5 goals in 34 or something, 35 games, did fuck all. Now... The loan he had at Aston Villa, he's grown, he's played regularly as a centre forward. These comparisons with Rashford are a load of bollocks. United aren't creating chances, for one. And Rob's here behind the camera just shaking his head. And he doesn't play regular as striker. And I think that's a massive factor of it. Simple.
What are you making? Hey, you got a chance? I still can't believe
Marcus
chances.
Rashford at 18 was playing fucking Premier League football. Tammy Abraham was doing what? People can mature at different ages, granted, but like, you know.
Yeah. We got a Chelsea fan who's still here for some reason. He's been here for a long time. Loves chirping in. No, I think Lampard is all right. I mean, what's going on here?
Do you think Ollie will ever drop Rashford? Well, I mean, he is contributing. I think he's got levels that he could be contributing a lot better on, but he is contributing. And ultimately, I don't think he's the issue in the team at all.
Someone just messaged saying kebabs.
Great point, well made.
Great point.
And obviously Barcelona side's a lot stronger than when they bring someone like Fati playing in. It's easy to bring someone in.
Yeah.
Like, how many players got brought in and did we think, he's all right, isn't he? And then, no, he's actually not all right. He's just playing alongside Scholes.
Do we get better as the season goes on? Is that just something that will come with the games we play? Or surely we should have been starting the season as we mean to go on, which we did. We had a 4-0 win over Chelsea.
Did we come?
But I'm looking at this just now. Obviously, we've got a lot of players to come back. But when they come back, are they ready to go? Do you know what I mean? Like, if they come back against, say, City in the derby, are we ready for that? Or do we need more games to realise what our best style of it is, how we play well? What I'm worried about is we just didn't do enough during the pre-season. I mean, we enjoyed the pre-season. Won every game, was it? Yeah. I was here for it. And it was like, now what? Now, are we not ready now? But I don't feel like we're ready.
I feel like we've lost a lot from the squad in terms of there were so many players leaving. You know, we didn't bring in a replacement for Herrera or Lukaku or Sanchez or even Fellaini. Like, there were so many people went. Hang on. How can you laugh when Man U are a lot worse than Arsenal?
Why me? Why went? Battery extended.
Exhausted.
Exhausted. Did I say battery exhausted? It's been a tough day for it.
It's knackered. It's
been a tough day for the battery.
How are Arsenal much better?
Battery
exhausted. On what fucking planet are Arsenal much better? You've got, on paper, a belt in front three. And you're on the exact same points as us.
Yeah, exactly. And look at us, eh?
Look, you play us in a couple of weeks. We'll know for sure then what's happening.
It came up, battery exhausted. Yeah, came up. That's funny. It's had a long day, everyone. It's been tough. How many videos have you done today?
Two. Not many.
You know, he's getting new batteries.
It's the power cable for it, so we have
to talk about Turkish food now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, why don't we go about City for a bit?
It'll bite us in the arse, to be honest.
Yeah, it will, but it'll be fun while it lasts.
Yeah, all right, fuck them.
After the 4-0 victory against Chelsea, I was that excited after leaving here, went on a podcast. I said, we're coming second. I'm glad.
In Manchester?
No, not in Manchester, in the whole Premier League.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I left and thought, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. But I was still
here. Which podcast was that on?
The Sports Social ones. It's out there somewhere. Adam Keyworth, who used to do Blooming Rising, he was on it, and he was stunned when I said it. He's probably clicked up somewhere, but you know,
got a file
of Joe's fucking shit stuff. We're in trouble here. Something's kicking off.
I don't know what's going on upstairs. Whoever it is moved out of upstairs, so I don't know what fucking.
Well, they've
going on
left
now.
Something.
Yeah, sounds like a fucking hippo.
Yeah, basically it does. The circus is moved in upstairs.
31 shots from Watford.
I mean, we could
get some questions in for us and we'll have a look at it.
Yeah, could we do 31 shots against Arsenal?
Probably not,
which is bad, isn't it?
But mind you, they play such a high line and they're honestly, it's like Krusty and Coco at the back, in it with the clowns that they've got. It's ridiculous. Like, who the fuck knows, actually? If they keep playing a high line against us and we have someone that can actually feed the forwards, then maybe. But we also don't really have midfield that shoots, and Watford did. No, and that's right. A big difference, isn't it?
Well, Tom Cleverley has got seven of them shots.
That's probably
bring him back.
In fact, I don't know, but I'd confidently probably proclaim that's more than any of our forwards have had in a single game this year.
Do you know, I think you're probably spot on there.
I mean, Marcus had two at weekend. One was a penalty, one was a free kick. And I think previous matches he's had four. So, yeah.
Why are we so worried about shooting? What is it about?
Lewis Carroll says, top five academy lads you want to see blooded this season. Joe, go.
Let's go for Gomez. Dylan Levitt for... Did he get any action in the Wales squad?
No, he was on the bench. Give him number three, though.
Give him number three?
Yeah, number three is his squad number for Wales. It's not bad, that, is it?
No, it's not bad at all, but...
He's probably nowhere near... I know, yeah, he is a midfielder. He's probably nowhere near getting a start for United, and they're like, yeah, pick number three up.
See, for me, number three is Patrice Evra. You know, it's that kind of, you know, fast-forward wing-backs. Not Dylan Levitt, but I mean, fuck it, let's have him right. I 100% want to see Greenwood. I think him on the bench is frustrating me, and it's frustrating a lot of United fans. Greenwood is just like, let's give him more game time. He deserves
full 90
time.
Minutes.
It's becoming to the point now where I think if we build it up and up and up, he might have a shocking game. Just one of those, but he needs to keep going. So yeah, on that. Gomez. Are we really going to blood in five?
No, he's just saying, players? What's your five? You was blooding in five. We might, because we've got fuck all players, so there's a very good chance that we might, actually.
But so if with this enough all players, it comes to January, we've still got enough all players, we've blooded in five academy players, and then we'll just look at that squad and go, right, we're happy with it. We're not going to go out.
No, I mean, I think you look into this really deep. The guy literally just said, what five academy players would you like to see blooded in?
Right. I'm just tired at the minute, so...
All right, okay. So, the five I would like to see, I think Angel Gomez is an obvious
one. You just said it for folks. Whatever I would say, you would have, like, do that there shit.
Well, wasn't. I was just interested to see what you had. Angel Gomez, I definitely think Dylan would be an interesting one. I just think... I really want to see what he does physically first against dudes,
yes,
rather than academy players.
Welsh squad.
James Garner, without a shadow of a doubt. I almost think, like, Mason doesn't need mentioning.
Yeah.
But let's fucking mention him anyway.
Yeah, put him in there.
And then...
Jesse Lingard, he could do a shot.
Either Levitt, Laird or Williams. You can't split them for me. They're both different footballers, but absolutely mint. Laird's like a real leader. I see him bossing people around and G'ing people up and talking to people. And I see him as a proper...
I'd rather look to you, see him.
Proper leader.
What would you say he reminds you of?
There's a lot of Evra about him.
Wow.
But obviously on the other side, he's a... Well, imagine he's He is left-footed. No, he's right-footed. He's right-footed. He played at left-back under-16s and was leading scorer from left-back with 22 goals about halfway through the season until Mason Greenwood got promoted and just went...
Ready for it.
Smashed
that's
him
unbelievable,
in.
Unbelievable, that. And that's what I think United needs for so long. His goals from different positions and...
22 from left-back would be hype, wouldn't it?
It's unbelievable.
So I like him. I really do like him. There's a bit of Marcelo about him. Do you know that... just rampages through the middle, rampages down the side. He will lift you. He's hard. He's physically massive. His hands like that. You know, for a 17, 18-year-old lad, it's ridiculous. But Brandon Williams, by the other rule, there's no such thing as a 50-50 ball. That's his. You're not going to out-mental him because he's off his fucking rocker. Got sent off again at the weekend. Like, I love a nutter.
Though, isn't it?
Yeah, I love a nutter.
I feel like the game needs
call it like
well.
When people call him a nutter, I think sometimes that tries and diminishes what they are. Whereas, you know, people would call Roy Keane a nutter and a hard man, but he was also a top footballer. Brandon Williams is still a top footballer. You know, there's a real character about a lot of them. The good comment there, Kieran. Rashford's the same age as James, but no one talks about his potential anymore. What was funny is the guy that was sitting in front of me was slagging Rashford all game, and then when James hit one, the crowd went, "He's still young, innit?" And I was like, "Same age as Rashford, mate."
You forget about all that, and you forget about the fact he's still a young player, and we give him a lot of pressure. And there's a real chance for both of them to grow together in that team, working together and being a wonderful partnership for years to come. Oh, wonderful! We could be looking back at the years they spent together. Cause that's what I liked when I was growing up as a kid. There was always consistency in our attack. There was always the players that would be on the same. I mean, now and again there would be the odd change when Fergie would make things better. Growing up, there's always them players you would see on that starting 11. You'd know they'd work amazing together. Hopefully, we see that blended option coming in soon.
Yusuf Patel says, Housen overhypes youth players all the time. They need a chance, mate. That's it. I overhyped this fella called Jadon Sancho, but then he left City. I don't know what happened to him after that. And I was saying, like, he's probably one of the best players I've seen. And do you know what? I will hand on heart say Greenwood is better in what I've seen. That doesn't mean that he's going to go and have the same career because he's not going to go play under the same circumstances in the same Dortmund team. But what Mason Greenwood has done in a commensurate team to what that City team was that Jadon was growing up in is way, way more impressive and way better. And they play the same position. And he more than doubled the goal output that Jadon Sancho had at that level. Mm. And he had way more assists as well. He's just absolutely obliterated what Sancho did, which makes me go, can we not just fucking play this guy? Because Sancho went, boop, Dortmund, bang. Carried it on. Actually, probably levelled it up when he got to Dortmund. And then, boop, he's in the England team. Boom.
And he's scoring.
Yeah.
And he's bagging the goals. So let's hopefully, we'll see Greenwood. Come on, man, we've got to do it.
Rashford's played over 100 league games for United. He should be on another level. Look, Rashford's output at this age is better than what Terry Henry's was at the same sort of rough amount of games, and it's better than what Ronaldo was. He's probably going to end up nowhere near either of those two, but how about just relax on the guy? Kamal says, not one stream or video where Housen doesn't mention Brandon Williams. So, I like the guy.
He likes the guy.
Someone asked me a question, said, who do you want to see? He's obviously on that list.
I like chicken.
Don't like it. I didn't fucking ask you to come and watch this, did I? There you go. But like the video.
A lot of people slagging off Arsenal in the comments. It's just laugh at Arsenal day.
That's a good thing, isn't it, though?
Can Arsenal sue Chelsea for David Luiz? Good question.
Lewis Carroll says, Rojo strikes me as the type of bloke that would get pulled over and have a boot full of hammers.
What? There's a new film out coming out called Rojo. So it's been advertised in the cinema.
Is he in it?
No, I don't think so, but the poster's just red. How weird's that?
It's because that's what red means. Red, Spanish for red is Rojo.
Shut up. No, it's not. He's just made them up, hasn't he? Shut up. Why are you lying? Just type in Google too, you know. Google Translate.
Are you fucking serious? Did you not know that?
No, of course I didn't know that. I didn't
Are you being
Spanish.
Fucking serious?
In Spanish, is it French?
Yeah, but
then I dropped
it's
it.
Kind of common knowledge.
Did MVQ? Oh, yeah. I bet if that was a thing on Pointless, it'd get below 50.
Right, I don't know any of those references.
Pointless, the TV. Does your computer make noise?
What?
Does your computer make noise? Press the Google Translate for Rojo. Let's see what she says. Always thinking about audio.
It's kind of common knowledge.
Yeah, that's you. You know?
Oh, I can't.
Oh, never mind.
It'd be like a weird endless feedback loop of me talking over me.
Who fucking wants that?
Rojo's anyway, red anyway. Yeah, like sorry. I fucking said it was 20 minutes ago.
Right, well, what's blue?
What?
What's blue? In Spanish?
Azure. Azure, innit?
Why is he making stuff up? Anyone Spanish in the comments? Come say hello or hola.
Azul.
Well,
I mean, I was on the right fucking track.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how do you know red so well but not blue?
What? Diad. Why do you think?
Diad. Diad. Yeah, well, I mean, well, you didn't order that in Spanish, did you?
Might have done.
Or you get these hoodies from a Spanish merchandise people.
See?
I want it in Rojo.
What you players can we see on Thursday? We kind of covered that a bit, didn't we? Leo Connor should never have been sold. Is Williams better than this? See, there wasn't much between them, to be honest. I was a bit gutted that lad. O'Connor went, to be honest with you.
What are you reading there? You read the same one as me.
Lewis Blowjo.
Lewis Blowjo by Lewis, who was just sent as Joe suffered a concussion recently. Yeah. So, you better feel bad now. I did.
As Joe should be released from the Hacienda, because he ain't with it. Do you know what Hacienda means?
Happiness.
Fucking Christ.
Paradise.
No.
Paradise.
No.
It means something good.
Yeah, it means house.
No, it doesn't.
Does it mean that?
What does Chris Booth what?
What's Chris Booth just said? Where's Chris Booth? Can't see where Chris Booth is. What has he said? What has he said? What has he said?
That might be Spanish for something. I'm not going to read it out though.
Where's he said it? Oh yeah.
Well, I can kind of guess what that means.
Really?
Yeah. A nasty word with an O at the end. I don't think he's even Google translated that.
Laugh at City now, but United will finish 20 points behind when the league ends. Yeah, that's what football fans do, you dick.
Yeah. It means a state.
Yeah, which is like a house.
I had a lovely time.
Rashford's more like Rooney. He's not a nine or a winger. His best position would be in a two-man strike partnership. Yeah, I kind of agree on that.
Yeah.
Mason, Angel, Chong, Laird, Williams, Garner, all ready for the senior team. Levitt, Ramazani, Mengi, Kovar deserve Carabao Cup. That's not a bad shout. I'd put Deschamps Bernard in there as well. I'm driving the bandwagon for Deschamps Bernard as well too.
Well, I think that more and more season goes on, it's going to be tricky. Do you think it's been like such a mad start to the Premier League?
Has been a bit, hasn't it?
Everyone's had a hiccup apart from Liverpool. Which is shit, but hopefully theirs will come and be very drastic and later in the season. Do you know what, weirdly, I'm going to say it.
Oh, no.
I'm all right if Liverpool win the league this year.
All right, we're wrapping up right there.
For some reason, I would have been fuming last year, but do you know what? They've just won the Champions League. City aren't good enough. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I say this from the bottom of my heart.
It's going to happen one day. And if it happens to be this year, I thought, fuck it. If they didn't win the Champions League last year, I'd have been here saying, don't want them to win it. But they won the Champions League last year. They won a really big trophy.
Yeah, just because it's physically a big trophy. That's everyone knows that Thursday night's where it's
you're
at
not having it.
When it comes to European
City
football.
You've got City again.
Is Thursday closer or further away than the weekend on Wednesday?
It's close. Thursday's right. Closer.
And everyone knows the best football is played at the weekend. So clearly, Europa League is better than the Champions League. No one gives a fuck about the Champions League since United aren't in it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, no, they don't. United aren't even on telly in the Champions League this year. That tells you everything that you need to know. We're on telly in the Europa League.
I'm so confused.
They've not even televised our Champions League games this year. Tells you everything you need to know.
Okay.
It's all about Europa League this year.
Big up Europa League if you're watching. Let's see if people like that comment about me.
How many times have we got to Kazakhstan in the Champions League? Hey, I ask you that.
Joe has salmonella from all those chicken wings.
by the way, I say this with all sincerity from the bottom of my heart. Fuck you for liking or accepting that Liverpool are going
to I'm not liking it. That's a weird thing to say. I'm just saying if it happens, it happens. Last year, I would have been fuming. They're just fucking... I mean, obviously, it's shit, it's Liverpool. What's going on here with the camera? Cameron's just got some pliers out.
I don't reckon that's how you fix that.
You alright, Cameron?
What's going on here?
The battery won't come out. It's exhausted. It's not just exhausted, now it's fucked. Knackered. Poor one. Mike's gone again. Steve's mic gone. Cameron's on a hairy.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely,
absolutely
having a,
having a nightmare.
What? Is say
it,
hello.
Is it though? Is it now? Hear me now?
Steve, okay, everyone?
Wowza. Yeah, Europa League for life. That's what it's all about.
You good at cooking, Steve?
Am I good at cooking? If you ask me, yeah. If you ask her in there, probably not.
What would you cook?
But she's just lying and trying to be funny because I'm a phenomenal cook.
What's his best cook? Paella with packet rice.
Listen, right? Savoury rice.
You're really good at pizza, but sticking a pizza in the oven.
How dare you? How dare you? Savoury rice off chicken flavoured rice that bachelors do is better than all your poxy white rice.
Yeah, okay.
Or what, I'm going to flavour it myself? Do I look like fucking Guy Fieri? Go fuck yourself. No, packet rice, Bosch, in the pan. Next
international break, when there's nothing to talk about, let's do a straight for Paddock come down with me. Yeah? Do you like that? Cameron, do we have to cook something weird for you, Cameron?
Can I use Deliveroo?
No, you can't. Especially not that last place you went to.
Which one?
It came on weird, like it stunk a bit and cost loads of money.
Which one?
I can't remember. Like,
not a curry?
Yeah.
It was nice though. Or the meat was nice. It was nice. But it was kind of like. When you get a bill and you're like. When you pay for something, you go, I'm expecting like.
Lots.
A lot of food here. And it was an obscene bill because I was like, do you know what? I'm feeling this here. And then it came and I was like. Okay, that was like an appetizer. Where the fuck's the rest of the food?
Let's do Paddock, come down with me. Me, you, Joe can do one.
No,
as well.
I'm not doing a come down with me, Joe, because I'm not eating fucking lentils and prawns.
Yeah, well, that could be nice. That's when you get in the taxi home and you.
If we do come down with me, Joe, he's got to give us fish butties. And for anyone who gets that joke immediately, that's why.
Do I have to wait? I don't get it.
Fuck's sake.
Anyway, let's
Jesus.
Do it. If you want to do it,
loaves, fish. 5,000.
Loads of wine.
Something like that. What do you reckon happened there, by the way?
What do you mean?
When Jesus fed the 5,000. Is it like one of them stories that gets out of hand?
I think so.
Is it like, did what really happen is, did Jesus order a couple of extra large pizzas by accident, or fishes and loaves?
Well, it's
and it was a bit left over. It's like when your dad goes to the chip and he goes, there's 2 million in that queue.
What gets me is...
You mean there was 9?
Is how they do head counts in general.
Yeah.
Do you know when you go like, oh, there's X amount of the parade? Who's counting?
There's no one with a clicker, is
there? You've got 1, 2, 3. Oh, fuck, I've started again. Like 1, 2. And then, oh, I'm on 5,406.
Stop moving.
5,407. I've lost count.
Try a vegan pizza. I was just about to say in our margarita, but the cheese isn't vegan, is it?
Our margarita. Right, so Joe, you, me, I'm cooking. One more contestant will come down with me. We'll do it over the international break, which is boring, and we'll do it. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I don't want to eat lentils.
Would it be what? Would it be a certain like?
All right, if you use like, let's do it today. What are you having?
Joe McGrath, but with an A. How mad's that? Bring back Moyes, you saying? Is he? Hey, we've got the same name, but you've got an A, I've got a C.
McGrath, not McGrath.
Your opinions are weird, though.
Yeah, bring back Moyes, that's a weird one.
And then he's put, just bring back Moyes.
Yeah, he's writing it a lot.
Also, I don't know. Right, anyway, I'm making a surprise. McGrath surprise. Chicken wings to start. No surprise there, but the main would be a surprise. Dessert, I'm thinking like an eaten mess.
An eaten mess?
Yeah, just simple, innit? What are you cooking? Oh, anyway, save it as a surprise for the
video.
I like
a steak sandwich,
we'll
mate.
Vlog it.
I do a fucking good steak sandwich.
Oh, delicious.
What was that one we did a bit back? Remember, we had a pomegranate seeds on it. What was that? Was that a steak sandwich with pomegranate seeds?
Oh, that sounds nice.
Fucking was it?
With pomegranate seeds on that.
Jamie Oliver, isn't it?
Oh, Jamie Oliver.
But you can fuck off now, anyway.
You can't follow... Oh, yeah, I suppose you can. You can do whatever you want. I'm looking forward to it. When is it?
Do you mean I can't follow a recipe?
November.
What do I invent my own? All right, I'm going to do chicken with a chicken side with chicken on it.
What are you going to call it?
Chicken.
Chicken's a chicken on a three.
Howson's chicken.
Triple cut chicken. I think it's good.
Triple chicken,
if,
bitch.
I think if you want to hit like, the more likes we get, more chance we've got of Howson actually agreeing to it, because let's do it.
yeah, anyway, right, thank you guys for watching. Go give Joe a follow and check him out in the morning on XS Manchester.
Thank you.
Where I get a daily shout out or Joe gets a smack.
I played that tune. You requested a song and I played it for you. Yeah. I'll give you a shout out.
I might text you in the morning and ask for another one.
It's down cold.
Right, thank you guys for watching. Make sure to subscribe.
We'll be
right. We've got some other videos that we're trialing out this week as well. I think it's this week.
Oh, I like the quiz, by the way. Just a bit on a criticism, a bit on a praise, not criticism, because it's good. Cameron's all right at hosting. Lost his head a bit a couple of times underneath.
So. We also need to do some fact checking.
You don't watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to see Chris Tarrant piss himself before he even reads out a question.
Chicken Hacienda. Love it. Right, on that note, we're out of here. Laters.